Martin Yellow Jacket, Seven Summers, and wow. I am so glad that Cliff Meidel was able to not only survive that situation, but to thrive. I tell you what, going to the Olympics, sprint kayaking. How many of us have done that? Even with two perfectly good knees and no electrical burns. So again, definitely want to encourage you. Go ahead and be careful. Be careful for yourselves and be careful for your loved ones. What stress, huh? All right, BBC is going to help us take a look at another power. This time, though, we're going to be looking into the future as we take a look at hydrogen power. Now, I know quite a few of you have been trying the hybrid cars, and some of you have been really just, experimenting, giving it a try, using the cars that are run by those fuel cells, those battery-powered cars. And I've spoken with maybe a few people, not many, but a few people who have driven those, and they were pretty pleased. I like the idea of being able to have a cleaner earth, a cleaner country, a cleaner state by having more battery-powered automobiles as opposed to all those that are powered by fuel. But what about hydrogen? Now, of course, we have options. And it is often very, very good to have options. And as it turns out, you know, we've been reading about this off and on for some years now. Hydrogen is one option. Let me share with you where they have been putting hydrogen to big time use and let you know the outcome so far. There's an island that has some hydrogen refueling stations. It's just that big there. Orkney Islands, O-R-K-N-E-Y, Orkney Islands, located in Scotland. And on the islands, they have a hydrogen refueling station. And the Orkney Islands is a group of islands off the northeast coast of Scotland where residents have some big dreams. This is what they want. They want to get to a point where all of their cars, ferries, and boilers are running on hydrogen. All of them. So as one of the gentlemen who was checking it out to see how they were handling their hydrogen power approached the hydrogen refueling station, he noticed that it was striking based on how normal it was. No attendants in full body hazmat suits, hazardous material suits, no sci-fi loud bangs, no bright neon signs, just your average dispenser, just waiting to be used. Adil Litterdale, who's a hydrogen project officer at the Orkney Islands Council, is a little nervous. She's the one who was driving him at the time, and one of her van's sensors had been malfunctioning. And she was concerned that that might be an indication that her van might not accept fuel from the nozzle. So she plugged the nozzle into her van. All was well. It did what it was supposed to do. And the charging process started with a hydraulic mumble from within the dispenser, and 3 minutes later, the 1.4 kilogram tank was full and they were driving off, all without using a single drop of petrol. So since Orkney started planning its hydrogen-based economy in 2016, the process hasn't always been that smooth. Five vans, including that one, arrived in 2017. And the thing is, the islands didn't have hydrogen for any of them because production of the hydrogen wasn't underway. But after managing to charge the tanks, the planners encountered another potential issue. Who could fix a broken hydrogen vehicle in a community that only had 21,000 people? 21,000 people. You suppose they'd be able to find someone out of such a small population who would know how to fix hydrogen-powered vehicles? Well, in response to the challenges, the Arcadians flew in an expert to train a local mechanic. They created fresh educational programs for ferry operators and drafted regulations to update maritime law to allow hydrogen use in vessels. And they're not stopping there. If everything goes according to plan, by 2021, that's just 2 years from now, the islands will have the world's first seagoing car and passenger ferry fueled only by hydrogen. The world's first and only in roughly 2 years. That group of islands might seem like an unlikely place for this kind of cutting edge aspiration, but if it can succeed, it may inspire other communities to move away from fossil fuels. How many of you are really wanting us to do that in our country, around the world, to move away from fossil fuels because you've developed a concern for the quality of the air, etc.? How about the fact that that air is all we have to breathe? As Litterdale says, if they can dream that you can run a ship on hydrogen, there's no other reasons that others won't follow. Now, unlike petrol or marine diesel, burning hydrogen does not in itself produce any harmful byproducts. As they were driving through Orkney's capital of Kirkwall, hydrogen was combining with oxygen inside the van to produce an electrical reaction that powered the engine. The only tailgate emission? Pure water. The only tailgate emission? Pure water. In other words, no air pollution, no greenhouse gas emissions like carbon dioxide that would contribute to global warming. And beyond cars, hydrogen could be used to heat buildings, power electrical facilities, propel trains, ferries, and cargo ships, as well as for industrial processes. I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, that sounds exciting to me. Ferrying ships. Now, how about this? I know that some of you are planning and dreaming about the day that you'll buy your first yacht. Yes, you want your own large, fancy boat. Your yacht. Can you imagine that baby being fueled by hydrogen instead of fossil fuel? Saving money, saving the environment. That sounds exciting. And my guess is, if hydrogen power can be used to power ferries, and they can be used to power cargo ships, why not yachts? All right, we're going to talk about the hydrogen power some more in just a few. Stay with me.